Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Tomorrow in our nation, we mark a very sad day in our kind of national legislature, and that is the day that the Supreme Court legalized abortion throughout our country, and this is the decision known as Roe versus Wade. And so tomorrow marks that day. And when we come to these weeks of the year, and we have some kids go up to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life, and we have our local March for Life, and the Knights of Columbus tomorrow, we're going to have the rosary in the morning. And my thoughts kind of turn to the sin of abortion and how it has affected so many people's lives, millions upon millions. I remember a conversation a few years ago. This wasn't a gossip conversation. It was someone said to me about a friend of theirs that I knew. And this friend lived a troubled life. And she said to me, she said, "You know, Father Mike, ever since she had an abortion, she's never been the same. She's never been the same." And she said it with sadness, and when she said those words to me, it made me realize, you know, that she carried this burden. And the devil was very happy to have her under that burden. Jesus comes to free her, to heal her. You know, we can go through our lives, regardless of what experiences that we've done or things that have been done to us or whatever the life experience may have been, we can go through life and we can kind of take a protective shield or a protective shell and kind of try to protect ourselves from thoughts or ideas or memories or whatever it might be. But before we know it, we have to be very careful, or those protective shields are going to go right around our heart and we're going to have a hard heart. I have had, as I have mentioned on a few occasions, the great privilege throughout my priesthood to work a lot of retreats. And a retreat is when a person gets away from the world and goes and spends some time with God. And my experience with retreats has been overwhelmingly positive. And people will go and they will get from behind that shield. From behind, they'll take off that shell or peel away the mask. And they will have a good look at themselves. And sometimes that good look at themselves will uncover some very ugly truths, some very dark places. And I will say to somebody at the end of 3 days or 4 days, I will say with a smile on my face and not trying to make them feel bad or anything like that, I will say to them, "So did you learn any difficult truths about yourself this weekend?" People will say, "Oh yes, Father Mike, I did. But they will say that with joy, because not only did they learn some difficult truth or have something revealed to them, they will also come to a new knowledge of God's love for them. In spite of whatever they have done or wherever they have been, that God loves them more than any sin that they could commit. People spend a lot of their life running away from self-knowledge, running away from their sin. But when we get to know ourselves clearly, we can better know the light of God's love for us, that we were made to know Him and to love Him. You know, throughout the Bible, there are these occasions where Jesus is with His disciples, and He will have some lesson that He teaches to everybody, and then He will take some of His apostles away and He will explain something to them in private, okay? You ever go away to a place with Jesus in private and let him talk to you alone? In the gospel today, Jesus uses a word that we don't use a lot in everyday language. It's not an everyday word, it's a church word. And what's the church word that he used today? Repent, right? Repent. And what does repent mean? Repent means to return. Repent means to come back. Repent means to be transformed. Repent means to go from living your life this way to living your life that way. And when Jesus says repent, he's saying, come back to me. Don't run away from me. Don't live your life in a shell or behind a shield, but come stand in the light of my love and be transformed. The time of fulfillment is at hand. The time is fulfilled, I should say. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Those were the opening words of Jesus's ministry. And oh, by the way, he takes up right where John the Baptist left off. John the Baptist's ministry was repent. He's coming. Repent. The time is now. And John gets arrested. Jesus comes and begins a public ministry. And what does he say? This is the time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So when should we repent? Right now. And what will come about? The kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? Is that where, like, there's knights on horses with big lances and there's a castle? Is that the kingdom of God? Is that what we're talking about? No. When we say the kingdom of God, we're thinking of where Jesus is the king, where Jesus rules, where Jesus is the boss, okay? And that's in our hearts. So Jesus says, my kingship is here. Let me be your king. Come to me. That's the message that Jesus begins the gospel with. I don't remember the name of the person I got this quote from, but I know I didn't make it up myself, okay? So I say, quote, the measure of a man's love for God depends on how deeply aware he is of God's love for him. Let me say that again, okay? The measure of a man's love for God depends on how deeply aware he is of God's love for him. So when we get to know that God loves us in spite of our sin, no matter what we've done or where we've been, that we hear Jesus calling us, repent, come back, I want you here, then we are capable of knowing God's love and in turn loving him. God does not command the impossible. Repentance is not only possible, it is necessary. The kingdom of God is at hand. St. Paul tells us the world as we know it is passing away. Now is the time. Tomorrow, January the 22nd, is a rather sad, ominous, dark, and difficult anniversary in the United States of America. Tomorrow, all of the bishops of the United States have asked the Catholics throughout our country to do penance. Tomorrow is a day of national penance for Catholics. Tomorrow we are called to pray and to fast, to do something penitential. Why? Why? Collectively, we do penance for the sin of abortion in our country. Remember the first reading that we had a few minutes ago? It was Jonah, right? Jonah was going through the city of Nineveh, and what was he doing? He was proclaiming, he was making a call to repent. And what did they do? They repented. How did they repent? They put ashes on their head, We're going to do that on Ash Wednesday, okay? If you want to put ashes on your head tomorrow, you can do that, okay? They put on sackcloth. What is sackcloth? Uncomfortable clothes, okay? They put on like a real woolly, scratchy clothes to remind them of their sin. They put on ashes and sackcloth, and they repented at the preaching of Jonah. The church is calling us to repent. You say, well, Father Mike, I'm not guilty of the sin of abortion. It's never affected my life. Well, maybe you can repent and do penance for that girl that I mentioned at the beginning of Mass. Maybe you can pray for her. Remember what I said about her, that she's never been the same. She's gone into this dark hole. God is calling her out. God is calling her to repent. Maybe you can do some penance for her tomorrow. Maybe you can get up an hour early, spend a little time in prayer. Maybe after work you can come by the Adoration Chapel. Tomorrow morning our Knights of Columbus are going to be leading the rosary here in the church before Mass. We have Mass every day at 7 a.m., but tomorrow morning they're going to pray the rosary at 6:20. Maybe one of those things, maybe something else. Jesus is calling us. Repent. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel, the good news of God. This is the time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.